You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Carol Rifkin and Fred Mills today, giving an extended listen to the latest Johnny Cash recording, American Six, Ain't No Grave, and the posthumous recording, The Last, in the American series.
Yeah, that's right. It's number six, and the series started in 94 with American recordings, and while I'm sure they knew that there were going to be more installments than just that one back in 94, I suspect they didn't know how popular the series would be, and secondly, what resonance they would have with Cash fans for the long haul, because some of the American series are some of the most vibrantly recorded and, I guess, for lack of a better term, songs with gravitas that Cash ever recorded in his career. On this new one, if my notes are correct, I think most of it was recorded in 2003, maybe just several months before Johnny died. June had already passed, and I'm sure that there's some working through grief elements that go into the recording of this. But at the same time, Johnny probably was aware of his own mortality to a certain extent, so there was an urgency to get a lot of stuff down. And as Rick Rubin, the producer, outlines in his notes to the album, there were some days where they had planned a session, and Johnny couldn't do it. He had to go to the hospital. So they basically wound up staying on call with a recordist and I believe a guitarist to accompany Johnny. And on the mornings when Johnny was up for it, they did it. Most of the album was recorded at the Cash Cabin Studio in Henderson, Tennessee, and then later posthumous overdubs of folks like Mike and Ben from the Tom Petty and Heartbreakers and Scott and Seth from the Avett Brothers and a few other studio musicians were added later in Los Angeles. But it is, like I said, it's the final project, and I think it really is just an appropriate capper for the entire project because it's just got an intensity that's really hard to overlook.
Oh, I think the thing I've noticed the most about this recording is, you know, when you listen to recordings of people later in life, they're often an empathetic kind of thing done for fans who want to share that last recording with their artist. And I kind of went into listening to this thinking that that would be the same. Johnny was near death, and I couldn't have been more wrong. His singing is spectacular. The quality of his pitch, the pathos in his voice, the importance of it. As someone who sings, I thought, this man is singing his heart out, and this is so important to him. And it's just beautiful. It's really wonderfully done. The music behind it, you can tell that he said, no, this is how I want this done. And it's tastefully done. And they respected him, and I couldn't respect the whole recording more, which is a real pleasure in the music industry to be able to say that.
Yeah, the poignancy of this record hits you right from the beginning. You know, but basically at this point, I would say Johnny Cash would be like a beloved family member for the entire nation. And it's like Johnny brings you into his world, and it's fairly stark and grim at times, but also uplifting. And he's thinking about, you know, going on and you know, coming home and all of the biblical themes that he revisits here. It's just an outstanding and truly compelling work.
Well, that's a good point. You mentioned the biblical themes. A few years ago, there was a 3-CD collection called Love, God, and Murder. And as I was listening to this album, I was thinking, well, that if that was Love, God, and Murder, this is Afterlife. Because there are meditations on, well, just the title track alone, Ain't No Grave. You listen to that, it's about hearing the angels calling, rising up out of your grave to go meet them. There's another song that has some imagery regarding going to meet up with his Redeemer. So there is even one song called I Don't Hurt Anymore, which is essentially a breakup song. He's talking about how he's finally gotten over the pain of the woman leaving him. There's a subtext of him kind of shedding his mortal pain, you know, in that transcendent note. So that kind of shadow hangs over, or maybe a better term is that sort of notion infuses the whole recording, I believe. And as you say, it gives it an additional poignancy, but it also gives it a real powerful element to it that I think, as you pointed out, Carol, maybe a younger artist or someone that is not staring down the face of mortality might not be able to summon up.
Interestingly, I thought that where you're talking about him going back to a theme of afterlife, in some ways, I thought he went back to the music of his childhood. This is almost an old-time music recording. It's a Carter-style guitar and the influence of the Carter family. And even the songs that are contemporary are old-time songs, and the gospel songs are old-time songs. I thought in the end that he went back to the songs of his youth and the songs that are so endearing to people in that world. I know a few years back I had the opportunity to just for some reason record Ring of Fire and did it. And when I was listening to it, I thought, this woman wrote this song and she wrote it about Johnny Cash. What a great love. This man had such a great love. And here he is on this recording singing in the style that her family did in the songs of his youth. Just beautifully. I found it to be just a really happy farewell to all of us from Johnny Cash.
Well, and speaking of farewell, the album's closing song is Aloha Oe. And when I heard it, I hadn't heard it in years. I remembered I used to sing this as a kid, and you would hear it in cartoons and in movies. And it's the old Hawaiian song, and it's talking about farewell, I'll hope to see you again. And when I got to admit, when I was driving down here listening to it, it just brought tears to my eyes because, I mean, what could be a more fitting closing number than Johnny Cash saying, farewell, we'll meet again.
A lot of people try and sing Johnny Cash, but not many people can get close. Johnny Cash was a rare number to follow.
We're celebrating the music of Johnny Cash and his final posthumous recording, American Six, Ain't No Grave, today on What It Is. What are your thoughts? Email us, whatitis@wncw.org. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Carol Rifkin and Fred Mills. Until next time.